Say, Lord Jesus, I'm expecting awesome results from this revelation that's coming from your word to bless me as I go forward in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to take you to Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15. Say, we're going for a ride. To learn about the ways of love. And it might be irritating my flesh. So I'm giving a warning. Flesh. Rest in God. And let the Spirit come alive. Amen.
Amen.
First one of Romans 15. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak. Oh, really? We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
Let's say that again.
Ah.
Let's say that again.
Can you hear the motor inside? We who are strong, try it on.
We who are strong
ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
Ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
And not to please myself.
And not to please ourselves.
Mine says patiently.
Well, your amplification, right?
Yeah.
Patiently. Oh.
Romans what?
15:1.
Oh, I'm at 5:1. No wonder.
Try. Oh, only 10 difference there, girl.
Doesn't sound the same.
I was right there with you. I was like, wait a minute, that's not what mine said. Mine said something totally different.
Are you ready to go a little deeper? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Let me grasp.
Let me grasp.
This truth.
This truth.
That came by your Holy Ghost.
That came by your Holy Ghost.
Through our friend Paul.
Through our friend Paul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I who am strong.
I who am strong.
Ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
Ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
And not to please myself.
And not to please myself.
Ooh. Verse 2 is no help. Not to the soul. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good. To build him up. Ooh. Not when I don't like it, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's not comfortable to encourage them in ugly behavior. Mm-hmm. You hear the reasonings immediately? Mm-hmm. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. Say ouch.
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 This is not comfortable news, but it is godly news. Now, I didn't write the book, by the way. I would have liked to help because I might have adjusted my opinion, but it would only prove that if we do it the same thing that things have been done for years, it's not going to help. It's going to grow into what? Levels of selfishness that will erase the power of love. Mm-hmm. So now I want you to just close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I want to hear.
I want to hear.
What your Spirit speaks.
What your Spirit speaks.
By the power of love.
By the power of love.
The Jesus kind of love.
The Jesus kind of love.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to switch over to chapter 22 of the book that I started teaching you from last Tuesday. The book of Leviticus is the interpretation of the Ten Commandments. This love chapter is the interpretation of the new commandment of the new creation. John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another even as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. 1 Corinthians 13:1-2. If I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy, I know all mysteries and all knowledge. And if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. The ability to master many languages has been a coveted achievement in the scholastic world. But the Spirit shows us here that one might speak in all the languages of men and of angels, and yet, if he does not have this new kind of love, they are but sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. Again, he says, if I have the gift of prophecy, and I know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith, so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I have the gift of prophecy, so that I could foretell the events of a century, or understand all mysteries, and have all knowledge, but have not love, I am nothing. We all know the struggle of our chemists and metallurgists who unravel the mysteries of the chemicals, metals, and oils of the earth. That should hit home for John, right? One may know all these things and besides that have faith so as to remove mountains. Faith like the master had in his earth walk. He may have all this, but if he does not have the Jesus kind of love, he is nothing. He takes another step. And if I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and if I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profiteth me nothing. I may be able to give as Rockefeller or Carnegie, or go into a jungle of Africa and pour out my life out in the service of humanity. But if I do not have this Jesus kind of love, my philanthropy means nothing. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not have itself unseemly. We cannot refrain from comparing it with filio, or natural human love. Filio may suffer long, but while it suffers, it is bitter. Unhappy under the stress. Natural. Human love is born of selfishness. Say human filial love.
Human filial love.
Is born of selfishness.
Is born of selfishness.
And when that selfishness is thwarted.
And when that selfishness is thwarted.
It becomes miserable.
It becomes miserable.
right? Love envieth not the entire economic social upheaval that is manifested throughout the whole world is caused by the poor envying the rich. There goes your political system. Mm-hmm. And the failures envying the successful. The failures of envying the successful. Sense knowledge makes the poor restless, but gives no formula to relieve their condition. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Natural love does vaunt itself, parades itself, and is ever boasting of its achievements. The Jesus kind of love is the very opposite. Now hold on to your chair. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Go to the divorce court and note the behavior of natural love. Husbands and wife are uncovering the secrets of their past love. Now filled with bitterness, selfishness, and hatred, they war against each other. Go into the modern home and witness the unhappy condition. How the husband and the wife quarrel before the children. How unseemly natural love acts under provocation. Seek it not its own. Selfishness is eliminated. Seeking not my own way, selfishness is then eliminated. The Wilson translation. You like that one. We have a Wilson here. Seeketh not what belongs to another. That is striking. The new kind of love does not seek its own in the divorce courts or in the law court. What a heavenly thing this new kind of love really is not provoked. Takes no account of evil that would end the reign of scandals. It would eliminate the unhappy suspicion that separates lovers and wrecks homes. Rejoices not in the unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It finds no pleasure in sin, no pleasure in wrong, no pleasure in things that injure another. Its joy is in the truth. Beareth all things, another translation, it covers closely with silence all things. It never repeats a scandal. Whew. There goes your Facebook. It never remembers an unkindness of the past. Natural human love remembers the old sins and has the scars on exhibition. Say ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. See, we get comfort by finding someone that's miserable like I am, and we share our miserableness. And we're advertising where we are in our love flow. Mm-hmm. Say, Lord, I'm listening.
Lord, I'm listening.
What God forgives, he forgets. Right, John? What God forgives, he forgets. This new kind of love is of God. What it forgives, it forgets. It has no memory of old sins. Whoa. Put that one. in your heart and let it stew for a while. Let's make soup out of this.
There you go. Amen.
Believeth all things. This new kind of unveiling of faith, we believe in the person we love. It is hard for us to doubt where love has found a nesting place. Here is the secret of faith. If you want the kind of faith that Jesus had, this new kind of love alone will give birth to it. Yes.
Amen.
Hopeth all things. That means that under the most adverse circumstance, hope, the kind of joy, holds forth and brings the sense of victory in the presence of defeat. I'm going to give you that one more time. Hopes all things. That's what love does. That means that under the most adverse circumstance, hope, the kindred of joy, holds forth and brings the sense of victory in the presence of defeat. In other words, even if everything is defeated in front of you, and you have hope, you'll be able to overcome through his kind of love. Endureth all things, not when it feels comfy. This is perhaps one of the most amazing features of this new kind of love. Through years of suffering and privation, it remains steadfast, immovable, always abounding in good works. It endures years of self-denial without complaint.
Amen.
It endures years of self-denial without complaint. This lifts a man into the realm of God. Now it's going to get a little hot. This is an unveiling of what God can do in common men. That includes me and you. The next step is the most suggestive, perhaps, of the entire chapter. Love never fails. Knowledge will break down. Everything else will fail. We have tried force. We have tried the law. We have tried willpower. But they all have failed. The mother has scolded and prayed. She has gone through a miniature hell and has failed. Now she sees a vision. She understands what the Spirit meant in 1 John 4:16. 1 John 4:16. And we know and believe and have believed the love which God has in our case. God is love. And he that abideth in love abideth in God. And God abideth in him. It's one awesome circle. It will be a victorious hour when we learn to believe in love. It is something that lifts us into a realm above the senses, where we trust in an unseen force. He that abideth in love abideth in God, and God abideth in him. If you trust in love, you trust in God. Say, if I trust in love,
if I trust in love,
it will develop.
It will develop
my trust in God.
My trust in God.
You can say, greater is love in me than this problem which confronts me, this difficulty which has held me in bondage. Have you got a mental picture of a problem you can't handle?
Yep.
Just close your eyes. Say, I can.
I can.
Say.
Say.
Greater is love in me.
Greater greater is love in me
than this problem,
than this problem
which confronts me.
Which confronts me.
This difficulty,
which has held me in bondage.
Love lifts us into a realm of God.
Into a realm of God.
I repeat, love lifts me up.
Love lifts me up.
Into the realm of God.
Into the realm of God.
And I can understand.
Now.
Why love cannot fail.
Why love cannot fail. Amen.
We have followed after money, after pleasure, after things of the senses. 1 Corinthians 14:1. The Spirit says to us at the close of that marvelous exposition of agape. In the 13th chapter, we are to follow after love. God is love. Then it is following after God. We will go where love leads. We will do what love suggests. And that is the way Jesus lived. He followed after love. That was the way Paul walked. He followed after love. Many another voice called, and many another road beckoned, but his path was love. Jesus' path leads him to Calvary. My path may have a Calvary conclusion as well. That's not religious. That's not today's Pentecostals. I repeat, the path that Jesus had led him to Calvary. My path may have a Calvary conclusion as well. We set aside the things that we once craved for love's sake, for we are going down the path of love. It may be thorn-filled, or it may be strewn with roses. But we will follow after love. That's a decision we make. If it is service in a foreign field, we will follow after love. If love beckons us to go to the slums of our city, we will follow after love. We know no other path. We know no other way than the love way, the Jesus way. We can hear him whisper, "You that are strong to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please yourself." Romans 15:1. Try it again. St. Paul says to the Romans, "You that are strong will bear the infirmities of the weak, not to please yourselves." Christ pleased not himself. He is our life's pattern. As I was reading and studying this again this morning, because that was the press, I went back to Romans 15. And this entire chapter is built on this kind of love. The kind of love that hardly sees what the other one does wrong can set me free to keep on walking in the midst of a painful experience and some ugly rejection that you may not like or be comfortable with. While you're watching yourself be crucified, because someone is opinionated where you used to live and where I used to live, I don't live as much there as I used to, but I still see it creep up in the most ugly ways. Periodically, I see it. It's like a little flashlight goes off, you know, and it kind of gives a little spark. Okay? Consciously, oh my God, I have a choice. I can get upset or I can shut up. I can say what I feel, but what is it going to produce? I can get angry, and the only one that's going to hurt while I'm angry is who?
Me.
Me. Okay? You can take Holy Communion today with a heart of understanding why he gave up his flesh. That was the plan for him. The second part of verse 3. The insults of those who insult you have fallen on Jesus. I remember having that verse come into my heart at one point. And I was having a very difficult time. And the Lord was trying to convince me that he was in me, but my unbelief was ruling. Are you aware about unbelief?
Amen.
Unbelief. Well, who am I really? I'm just this nobody from a little village in Massachusetts. And then something happened to awaken me. And he said, meaning the Holy Spirit said to my heart, do you know where you're going to end up when I'm done with you? I'm pausing to let you digest that one. Just close your eyes and put one hand over your heart. Say, in my spirit,
my
Heavenly Father
has downloaded the energy
and the grace
and the willingness
to get me to the finish line.
But it's got to be done by love.
And as he downloads
his plan for my life,
the last part of the book
that
has my name on it
says, well done.
And I can become,
something much greater,
than I've ever believed possible.
So heal my heart, Lord,
from the lack of love
when I was growing up,
the lack of respect,
from those around me,
because maybe they were more broken than me.
Or more than I ever realized.
So I'm thankful.
By choice.
To help myself.
To realize.
When the insults that came to me.
They were falling on Christ in me.
They were falling on my awareness.
That Jesus in me
would build me back up.
And that's what he's doing.
He's building me up.
So I can become.
Just like the firstborn son.
His name is?
Jesus. You got it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.